Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Last night we got a great example of, I think, the money that's been spent in English football in particular, the clubs that have the money and then the clubs that don't have the money. So Chelsea up against League Two leaders Barrow in the English League Cup. 5-0 win for Chelsea in the end. Christo Nkunku scored a hat-trick. This second string Chelsea side, they made 11 changes from their league games at the weekend. And here's the stat for you. So Chelsea's four attacking players last night cost in the transfer market £200 million. So £200 million just for four players alone. That figure would cover Barrow's wage bill as it stands today for their squad for the next 100 years. Isn't that incredible? Just four players, 200 million, and that would look after Barrow's wage bill for their players for the next century. So there you go. Not a level playing field. Lots of focus on that Chelsea performance and how well they played, and I think their manager really gave them freedom to attack last night and really cut loose. Enzo Mascherano though says Chelsea fans don't get too carried away with last night. He plans on keeping things a lot tighter against some of the more tougher opponents this season.
Could be. The problem is the balance of defensive balance, because we can think to play with Nicolas, Cristo, Joao, Cole Palmer, Noni. Fantastic. But then who is defending? Me and you. We go. We need to run back. The problem is I would like to put all of them, because I really like football and I really like to keep the ball. The problem is that when you lose the ball, then you have to defend, and not all of them they can defend at the same level.
Manchester City beat Watford 2-1. Aston Villa overcame Wickham 2-1 also, and Leicester beat another League Two side in Walsall. Went to penalty kicks after the sides finished scoreless. It ended 3-0 in that shootout. The goalkeeper, Danny Ward, saved the three kicks. More League Cup action tonight. Among the highlights, Liverpool against West Ham. And the Europa League also kicks off this evening. Manchester United host 20. Irish striker Aaron Connolly has agreed a deal with the Championship side Sunderland, and he has signed a one-year contract. He's still only 24, a free agent after being released by Hull at the end of last season. The striker has 9 caps to his name, but only has figured once for the national side over the last 3 years. The Listowel Harvest Festival continues today. The action gets underway at 2 o'clock. The Guinness Kerry National is the feature at 4:20. Trainer Gavin Cromwell looking forward to running the Jewel Stairs hurler winner Flooring Porter over fences. He's been telling Dave Keane that the track in Kerry is ideal for him.
Obviously going left-handed for Flooring Porter is important and looks the ideal race. Listen, first proper experience at a handicap, but hopefully he's off a workable mark. The race should suit, and he's in good form.
And he had a run over fences in a handicap there a few weeks ago. Was it always the plan to work back from this?
Yeah, listen, that's be back before Galway now. We wanted to get a run in because it was over short trip, and you know it wasn't ideal, but we were happy with his jumping and going left-handed in Killarney, and it was nice to get a run in, and his work has been good of late, so hopefully he's going there with a chance.
Yeah, big day down there. Over 15,000 people expected to attend. Leinster hopeful that new signing Jordy Barrett will be available for selection in 4 to 6 weeks. The All Black hurt his knee in an international against Australia at the weekend. Connacht set to welcome Finlay Beelan back to their squad for Saturday's visit of the Sharks to Galway. Now, it's a very big week for the Irish women's rugby team. They're in Canada to play in the WXV1 campaign against New Zealand, the USA and Canada. Now, their opening fixture is in Vancouver. It's against New Zealand on Sunday night. So the early hours of Monday morning. The Irish form seems to be building. They had that win against Australia and it's given them plenty of confidence. And Eve Higgins has been telling Michael Corcoran why this competition is invaluable for their development.
Yeah, so like WXV1 is a huge opportunity for us. Like I think the last time an Ireland team played New Zealand women's was 2017. The last time we played USA was 2021, which a few of us were involved in then. And Canada, I can't even tell you. Like it possibly was 2017 or before. And without this WXV1, we wouldn't have had an opportunity to play these teams that we might have in a pool in the World Cup next year. So it's a huge opportunity for us as a team to experience playing different teams with different styles like now. And especially with a year out from a World Cup, we can take learnings, take positives from playing these big teams, and they are the best in the world, and we can take those learnings into having a whole 12 months to work on them going into a World Cup next year.
New Zealand always seem to be the team that everybody kind of measures themselves against, and they're first up.
Yeah, and it's great that they had a test against England last week, so we can look at that and see where we can take opportunities. And yeah, like as you said, they're World Cup champions. You know, they're that for a reason. And you know, some of us have had a lot of experience playing them in sevens, which they are also extremely talented. So it's a huge challenge for us, but it's something different that we haven't, a lot of people in the squad haven't experienced before. So it's a huge opportunity 12 months out from a World Cup to experience that.
And finally, in snooker, the battle of the two Irishmen at the British Open ended in victory for Mark Allen, who beat Aaron Hill 4-1. He's through to the third round.